Please note, this audio was made by me, POV Scribe, for publication on Reddit. Please do not download, repost, host, or otherwise share my content anywhere without my explicit and written consent. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this presentation.
Come on, we need to get you inside. You've been out in the cold for too long already. This is not the time to be shy, sweetheart. You're shivering like crazy. I can literally hear your teeth chattering. You may not survive if you spend any more time out here. That's a good lad. I know it's a little uncomfortable going into the home of someone you just met, but you're just going to have to bear with it for now. Believe me, I wasn't expecting to have any company tonight either. I would have cleaned up if I had been. All right, now, why don't you sit down on the sofa? Wait here. I'm going to get you a blanket. Ta-da! Looks comfy, doesn't it? There you go. Just get all nice and snuggled up. I'm sorry that took so long. I thought you might like a hot drink as well, so I made you a cup of my special hot cocoa. No, don't be silly. It wasn't any trouble at all. I've been working on this recipe for years, so I'm always curious to see if other people would like it, or if there are any improvements I could make. Go on, take a sip. I promise it won't burn your tongue. Good, right? I thought you'd like it. You struck me as the kind of person who enjoys their sweets. You're a little sugar addict, aren't you? Oh, it's all right. Have as much as you like. I'd be more than happy to make you another cup. Can't you just feel the warmth spreading through your body? How the taste of the peppermint sticks to your tongue? I tell you, there's nothing better than a good cup of hot cocoa on a snowy night. Oh, actually, I can think of one thing that could improve the experience. Why don't I? Here, make a little fire for us. You just stay there, sweetie. You can't be fully recovered yet. And trust me, I don't need any help with this. I've had lots of practice. Now, you won't judge me for using fire starter sticks this time, will you? Oh, of course you wouldn't. Oh, there we go. I should be able to add in the bigger logs. Perfect. Now, there really isn't anything that could make this better. Listen to the crackle of the wood. Smell the faint hint of smoke wafting over. You are super lucky I found you out there, sweetie. Just imagine, if I hadn't been on duty tonight, you might still be freezing in your car right now, instead of enjoying this hot cocoa by the fire. You know, it's funny how these things work out. First, your car breaks down. And then you get swept up by some passing snowplow driver. I'm guessing this was not how you expected your night to turn out. Still, it's better than freezing to death. Plus, I think I'm fairly good company. Wouldn't you say so? Hey, what's wrong? You keep moving away every time I try to get close to you. Oh, there's no need to be so guarded, sweetheart. I mean, I understand the hesitation, I really do. You're out in the middle of nowhere, in the house of a woman you just met. I'd be surprised if you weren't a little on edge. But I promise you, you have nothing to fear from me. All I care about is making sure that you're safe. I mean, what kind of woman would I be if I just simply left you out there in the middle of a snowstorm? I know how bad it can get in these mountains. With temperatures like these, you would not have been able to survive on your own. And I certainly didn't want that on my conscience. What's the harm, anyway? We could have a lot of fun together, you and I. All you have to do is give in. Leave? Oh, you don't have to leave, sweetie. Well, where would you even go, anyway? The storm's gotten much worse, and there are no inns nearby. No, it would be best if you stayed right here with me. Shh, it's okay. I know, baby. You are getting really drowsy, aren't you? Your limbs are going slack and numb. Shh, don't fight it. I've got you. Good boy. There you go. Just relax into my arms. Let me cradle your head in my lap. Yes. Oh, good boy. Oh, I know you like it when I run my fingers through your hair. So sleepy, so peaceful. Oh, you can close your eyes, darling. It's okay. Just listen to the wind howling outside and the fireplace crackling inside. Listen. And just drift down for me. Rise and shine, honey. Well, it's actually still nighttime, but you get the point. What happened? Well, I gave you a potion, sweetheart. I thought that was obvious. Well, that's right, in the hot cocoa. I told you it was my special recipe, didn't I? You're so precious. Of course I have to do this. I'm not going to let such a tasty opportunity pass me by. From the second I saw you there, stranded on the side of the road, I knew I was going to take you home. The mountains can be a solitary place, you see. I don't get much company in the winter months. Normally, it doesn't bother me. Oh, I am an introvert by nature. I value my alone time. In fact, I relish it. And there's so much to do here. I even took up wood carving recently. Still, I've been feeling that something's, missing in my life. I'm tired of coming back to an empty home, I suppose. That's all I want. Someone to share these quiet moments with. To sit by the fire with me. To greet me when I come back from work. It was nice, wasn't it? Before you fell asleep. The two of us alone together on this frigid night. Snuggled tightly under a blanket. Ah, blissful. Imagine spending the rest of your days like that. It would be like paradise on earth. And do you know what the best thing is? I can make that dream a reality for you. All you have to do is become mine. Oh, come on, sweetie. Would that really be so bad? I know you're hesitant right now. That's understandable. You hardly know anything about me. And my actions haven't painted me in the very flattering light, I must admit. But you have to see things from my perspective. I didn't want to drug you. It's just, well, you looked so helpless when I picked you up. So innocent. Gosh, I just knew I had to claim you. Can you blame me? An adorable little thing like you shouldn't be left alone. No. You need a strong woman to take care of you. To make you obedient. Hey, cheer up. This is for your own good, baby. In fact, I bet you'll even end up thanking me when this is all over. I'll have you moaning my name in no time. Oh, it's useless to try to fight back. I've got you tied up, nice and tight. Oh, stop fussing, baby. It was considerate of me to even drug you first. I could have been a lot rougher if I'd wanted to. I thought about it. I was so close to just throwing you down, ripping your pants right off, mounting you right on this floor. Or is that what you wanted, sweetie? Maybe. Maybe you like the thought of being taken by force. Ooh, that got your attention. Good boy. Your cock's already twitching for me. See? I knew we were right for each other. You can deny it all you want. You can scream and beg for mercy. But deep down in your heart, you know you are enjoying this. Oh, it's okay. You can be honest with me. I don't mind that you want to be dominated, that you are a slut who gets off on the thought of being raped. In fact, it makes me love you even more. A good boy should know his place. And your place is in my arms. So, what do you say, sweetheart? Will you let me take care of you? Will you be my good little boy? Just say the word, and I'll untie you right now. Oh, I'm not letting you go. Haven't you been listening? I only said I'm going to untie you. And I will, as soon as you admit that you belong to me. Simple enough. So stubborn. You couldn't even lie to free yourself? But that's just it, isn't it? You wouldn't be lying. You really are mine. In body and soul. And you know, the second those words came out of your mouth, the second you said, "I belong to you, mistress," that truth would become impossible to ignore. Oh, but don't worry. I plan on making it rough. That's what you've been waiting for, isn't it? For me to make the decision for you? Well, that's all right. You don't have to worry that pretty little head of yours, sweetie. I am going to take control. Mistress is here now. Here. I cooked up another special drink for you. Well, I suppose medicine would be a more accurate word for it. There's a reason I keep it in a vial, after all. It's a bit more potent than that hot cocoa you drank earlier. Your body's going to get all nice and warm. Yes, it will feel really good, baby. I promise. So, open up. Oh, come on, sweetie. I thought we were over this. How about I pass it to you with a kiss? Would that be better? All right, then. I think you deserve some coddling. There. You drink it all in. Yes, baby. Can you feel it? The heat spreading through your body? The arousal building inside you? It must be overwhelming. I spent a lot of time perfecting this formula, but I've never actually seen it in action before. Ah, good boy. Look how rigid you're getting. It's positively throbbing. Here, just let Mistress wrap her fingers around your cock, sweetheart. Yes, that's it. Yes, moan for me. Don't hold back. I know you love it when I stroke you slowly, like this. I'm going all the way up from the base of your shaft. And up. Up your frenulum. And start to rub your sensitive head. Good boy. Oh, I think I'll play with myself as well. Yes, watch me finger my pussy. Oh my, you are leaking all over the place. Yes, sweetheart. Just enjoy the pleasure coursing through you. It's making your thoughts become hazy. You don't have to think, baby. I would do all the thinking for you. Okay? Yes, oh, there you go. Oh, and just give yourself over to me. You want to be mine. Don't you be my sweet baby boy? Oh, didn't I save your life? So, shouldn't it belong to me then? I'm not asking for much. Ah, only your love and your devotion. Ah, fuck. Keep moaning as I jerk you off. No one else can make you feel this good. Got it, baby? I'm the only one who gets to see you squirm and writhe like the slut that you are. Ah, so submissive. So desperate for my touch. Oh, just to think that you wanted to run away from me. That's what you always do, isn't it? I saw it in your eyes when I first looked at you. Running. Always running. Tell me, what are you trying to escape from, sweetie? Do you even know?
I suppose
it doesn't matter, because I am not letting you run anymore. No, you are staying with me. Maybe not here. I've had my fill of the mountains, but no matter where I go, no matter where I end up, I'm keeping you by my side.
Every night, I will use you to satisfy my needs.
Fuck, baby. The That's right. I am going to make you into my perfect little pet.
I need more. I need to feel all of you.
Here, stay still. Yes, just lie there. Watch as I take my clothes off. Ah, there. Now, I can straddle you. Oh, hold still. Good boy. Quit your squirming. Just relax. Let me grind myself on the stiff, throbbing cock of yours. You feel so good. Oh, baby. Oh. You love being my little slut, don't you? Can you feel the lips of my pussy sliding up and down your shaft, baby? Oh, so fucking wet. My juices are mixing with your pre-cum, making you all slippery. Oh yes, buck those hips. Show me how much you want this, slut. Oh, you are so excited. That potion I gave you must be working really well. It's a special aphrodisiac I developed. I've wanted to test it for years now, but I haven't had a good opportunity. Oh, there hasn't been anyone I wanted to make into a lust-crazed animal. No one worthy. No cute boys for me to corrupt. Until you came along. Oh, I always thought love at first sight was just an expression. Something on the back of cheap grocery store paperback novels. Oh, but you were meant to be with me, sweetie. You were sent here to become mine. I can feel it in my heart. Oh, and in other parts of me, too. So just let go. There is no reason to fight this. You might as well give in. The drug will do its job eventually. Don't you want to fuck me? Don't you want to thrust into my perfect pussy? Say it. Come on, slut. Tell your mistress how much you want her to make you hers. Good boy. Now, look me in the eyes as I take you. I'm going to line you up. My entrance. Oh, that's it. Now, watch as I lower myself down. You're filling me up, sweetie. Fuck. Oh, I can't help myself. I have to start moving. Oh, fuck. Oh. Take it. Yes, my love. Doesn't it feel good when mistress claims you? Good boy. Oh, admit it. You love being a slut for me. Thrust up those hips. Come on. I said, thrust your hips up. Yes, that's better. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love having you thrust up like this. You're so fucking helpless. I can just do whatever I want. Oh, look at this pretty throat. I can just wrap my fingers around it and squeeze just like this. Oh, good boy. Oh my, I believe you're even harder than you were before. Oh, does being choked get you off? Oh, it's okay, sweetie. Oh, I'm not squeezing too tight. You can still breathe. Oh, after all, I wouldn't want to hurt you. No. That wouldn't be any fun at all. Not my style. I want you to love me, to need me, to yearn for me, to miss me when I'm not here. And soon, you will not be able to live without me. You belong to me. You are mine. Yes. Body, mind, and soul. Yes, keep moaning. Just buck yourself up into my tight pussy. Yes. Feel my walls wrapping around you. So full. So deep. Yes, yeah. Yeah. Oh, speed up. Fuck. Let it come, sweetie. Yes. Do it with me. Yeah. Come deep inside me, sweetie. Give me your seat. Yes. Oh, Sparta. Oh, that creamy good boy. Come. Yes. Fill my womb. Oh, I'm going to count you down. Five. Yes. Four. Three. Two. You need to come on zero. One. Zero. Yes, come now. Fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you go here. Take a deep breath. Oh, shit. Good boy. I can still feel you spasming. Oh, yes. Let it all out inside me, baby. Milky dry. Oh, don't waste a single drop. Oh. Good boy. Oh, what a good boy you are. I told you we were meant to be together. All it took was this blizzard. Yes, for us to finally find each other. I can still hear the wind blowing outside. Listen. Yes, we're probably snowed in. Who knows how long it will take for this to clear up. Could be days. Oh, it could be weeks. Don't worry, I have plenty of provisions. Good thing I've got you to keep me company. And I'm not ever letting you ever get away from me. Are those tears of joy, my good boy? Oh, I know. I love you too. Oh, how about I kiss all those tears away? Your salty tears. Taste so good. There. That's better. You want me to untie you? Oh, of course, sweetie. It would be hard to cuddle with you if I didn't know. There. Just one more. There. Free again. Now, come closer. It's getting a bit chilly in here again. And I'm already missing the heat of your body. Good boy. You love being the little spoon, don't you? I know you do. I'm feeling a bit drowsy. Why don't we stay like this for the night? Sweetie? Oh, have you dozed off on me? Oh, that's okay. I'll just wrap my arms around you. That way I can make you feel safe, even in your dreams. Oh, I am so, so glad I found you, my sweet, sweet boy. I will see you in the morning.